the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. Proverbs 24, March 24th. It's amazing what this proverb was able to give. I just came off the probably one of the coolest events that I've ever done in my entire life. It's Secret Knock. It's the number one networking conference in the world that you can't go to unless you're invited. And I got a chance to be able to co-host that, partnered up with Dr. Greg Reed, and we had an incredible, incredible time. So if you are watching and you went to Secret Knock, hit in the comments the things that you loved about the event. It is indescribable. And I tell people all the time, don't try and explain it to your friends because you'll just get angry because there's so many things that go on. There's so much of a community that happens, and it is absolute magic. We're doing the next one September 11th in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's going to be amazing. So some of you are probably wondering why I'm doing Proverbs 24 on the 25th is because I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, but I tell you, this message was so very important to me, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. I've been doing this for about 30 years, and what I've learned is that this 3,000-year-old wisdom is applicable in your business, your relationships, your leadership, your systems, all those things. And I wanted to test this, and I keep on testing it, and it's amazing because it never, ever, ever disappoints, and today is absolutely no exception. Proverbs 24 is all about, why is God pursuing me? And this question came to me yesterday, and it was amazing because when I read Proverbs 24, it was almost like God was answering those questions. I was asking, like, why are you pursuing me, God? And he was like, these are the reasons, these are the reasons, these are the reasons. So why don't we get this party started?
Cause we believe in, it's for certain, we put the work in. We ain't stopped just because it's hurting right before your eyes. So it's coming to no surprise, the takeover is televised. Over and over and over again, make no mistake, we continue to win. Defeat never known, cause I will not lose. They wanna mimic my moves, but can't walk in my shoes.
For those of you who have heard me say it, your vibe is not the energy that you bring into the environment. It's the way that people feel about you when you leave. And it's amazing because this whole thing, why is God pursuing me? When you look at the principles that he's about to give, and when we pursue God, the type of energy that people have when we leave, it's unbelievable. And what I found is with your vibe, it really takes away your offer. It takes away the price. It takes away all of the aspects, because if people don't feel good about what it is that you're talking about, they don't want to hear it anyway. And so I hope that my vibe for you is that it helps you to feel good, feel lifted up. And in these questions, this is a conversation that I had with God. But what I would suggest is that you read the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. I'm using the NIV, which is the New International Version. And I wanted to share this because I think a lot of times people won't read. They won't read the Bible. They won't read the word because they say, oh, it's religious. It is not from a religious standpoint. It's not from a ritual standpoint. All it is from a wisdom standpoint. And I believe that we all need that as much as possible. So let's jump right into it. Why is God pursuing me? And let me switch it into kind of a first person. Why are you pursuing me? This was the question that was asked yesterday and that I asked God. And number one was, I don't want you to compare and desire what is not of me. I don't want you to compare and to desire what's not of me. Verse 1 in Proverbs 24. Do not envy the wicked, do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence and their lips talk about making trouble. Second one is, I want to build a firm foundation. So what God was saying to me is, in verse number 3, by wisdom a house is built, through understanding it is established, through knowledge its rooms are filled and rare and beautiful with rare and beautiful treasures. The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster up their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly, at the gate, they must not open their mouths. So he was helping me to understand in this one is that he wanted to build a firm foundation. And when I look at that, he wanted me to have wisdom. He wanted me to have understanding. He wanted me to have knowledge. He wanted to go back to it in verse 5, the wisdom, the knowledge, and then the guidance. And that is going to come from wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And where do we get wisdom? It's from the fear of God. How do we fear God? It's just by spending time with him and respecting him. So that fear, when you see that in the word, in the old text, it didn't mean fear and trembling. It just meant fear as far as respect. How can we respect someone is when we spend time with them presently. And when we're present with them, we see their character and what they talk about and what they do is in line with what they say. And it's amazing to see this because once that starts to happen, what God wants to do is build a firm foundation. And when I asked him, why are you pursuing me, God? He said, I want you to know the ramifications of foolishness. In verse 8 through 12, it says, whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer, the schemes of folly or sin, and people detest a mocker. So think of that. Whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of the folly are sin, and people detest a mocker. What he's saying is just like, do the right thing. And he wants you to make sure that when you are doing silly stuff, the ramifications are, it's long lasting. And I was talking with my friend James last night, and we actually talked till too late last night. You know exactly what I'm talking about, James. But when we were talking about it, we were saying that there's a lot of times where something will look really shiny and it'll look great for right now, but long term, it will injure our brand. My friend Dave Corbin talks about this and says that it's brand slaughter. Think about your brand, but think about it 5 or 10 years from now. The actions that we're doing right now, the decisions that we're making right now, are they in line with who we are? And if not, what happens is we might take the quick fix and end up injuring the future. So in verse 10, if you falter in the time of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those who are being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards the slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs your heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done? And what's the ramifications of foolishness? And God wants us to know that. And number 4 is that I want you to know that wisdom will bring hope. And all of us, I tell you, if you work in a company, if you're in a relationship right now, anything like that, what I find is most of the time, the thing that goes first is hope. Once you break hope, it's very hard to repair it, in a relationship especially. When you think about business, when you start to lose hope in that brand, start to lose hope in the environment, start to lose hope in your biz, or in the boss or the CEO or the owner, what starts to happen? You start to look for another option. And what God says is, I want you to know that wisdom will bring hope. What is wisdom? The right use of knowledge. Where do we get it? From the fear of God. In verse 13, eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to the taste. Know that also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there will be a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. God wants you to know that wisdom will bring hope. So seek him. He'll give you wisdom, which are the right use of knowledge. Then he'll give you knowledge. Then he'll give you understanding. Then he'll give you insight. Then he'll give you discretion. Then he'll give you discipline. Then he'll give you strength. And it'll lead you right back to the fear of him, which is just spending time with him. Fifth one is I want you to do the right things even when it does not benefit you immediately. I do not like this verse. I didn't like what he said there. And when I said, God, why are you pursuing me? He said, I want you to do the right things even when it doesn't benefit you immediately. I don't like this at all. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. But also, watch this, he follows it up in verse 17. Do not gloat when your enemy falls, when they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them. Oh, this, do not fret because evil doers, or be envious of the wicked, for the evil doer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. I want you to do the right things, even when it doesn't benefit you immediately. Number six, he said, I want you to fear me. I want you to fear me. I want you to respect me, right? And so in verse 20 through 21, it goes, for an evildoer has no future hope. Or 21, sorry. Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join with his rebellious officials, for those two will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows what calamities will bring? They will bring. Fear God. Fear God. Fear God. It just means respect him. When you spend time with him, you respect him because you'll see his character. It's always congruent. He'll never go against his word. And it's amazing because 3,000-year-old wisdom is still principles that we can use in our businesses today. Number seven, as we almost finish, we got one more after this, is I want a present relationship with you. I want to bless you so you will tell the story and my people will be drawn to me. That's why I'm pursuing you. When I asked, why are you pursuing me, God? I want a present relationship with you. I want to bless you so that you will tell the story and my people will be drawn to me. Think of that. Sometimes we want the blessing to happen because we want to take it and say, this is what I did. But imagine when you shine light on others, when you shine light and say, like what my parents said to me all the time was, I don't know, son, when I'd ask them a question, but I know someone who does. And they would lead my eyes directly to the Lord. And when I went to the Lord and then I feared him or I respected him, guess what? He gave me wisdom. Then he brought knowledge. Then he brought understanding. Then he brought insight. Then when he brought insight, he brought discretion and discipline and strength. And then he led me right back to the Lord because you have to be present in that moment. And so in this relationship, what he wants to give us is integrity in verse 23 through 25. He wants us to speak life in verse 26. He wants us to understand our purpose, work our gifts, and build our life around it. That's verse 27. And he wants us to have and practice forgiveness, verse 28 through 29 of Proverbs 24. He wants us to have diligence. And think of that, diligence, forgiveness. Understand your purpose, work your gifts, and build your life around them. Speak life to people and have integrity. That's the type of relationship that he wants to have with us. And finally, what he said from verse 1 through 34, this entire proverb, when I said, why are you pursuing me, God? He said, I simply want to you to know that you are perfectly made, your value is exponential, and that I love you. And imagine if we sat in that every single day. Think of that. I simply want you to know that you are perfectly made. Perfectly made. Every single thing that you think is a flaw was perfectly made. That your value is exponential no matter what you've ever done, no matter where you're at in your life, that your value is exponential when you are in a relationship with him and that he simply loves you. That he loves you and that he forgives and that he just wants to draw you in. He wants to, you think about how much you love your kids and it's not even close to how much he loves you. I told you that Proverbs, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, it never disappoints. Proverbs 24 is no different, right? So when I ask the question, why are you pursuing me, God, or why is God pursuing me? I don't want you to compare and desire what is not of me. I want you to build a firm foundation. I want you to know the ramifications of foolishness. I want you to know that wisdom will bring hope. I want you to do the right things even when it doesn't benefit you immediately. I want you to fear me. I want a present relationship with you. I want to bless you so that you will tell the story and my people will be drawn to me. And lastly, I simply want you to know that you're perfectly wonderfully made, that your value is exponential, and that I love you. Proverbs 14, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. 3,000-year-old wisdom. And I tell you, if you have not done it, do it now. Subscribe to subscribe here on YouTube if you're watching, Apple if you're listening, Spotify if you're listening and watching. Leave a review. But also on YouTube, we've created a playlist called Wisdom and the Vibe, and it goes through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. The Wisdom and the Vibe book is actually coming. It's a journal that you'll be able to have. It'll take you through 3 months of corresponding proverb, corresponding day, and you can write your notes in it. So I want to tell you how much I appreciate every single one of you. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.